Here's the one. Here's the big one that I wanted to talk about. Here it goes. And the thing is cutting. So John Travolta, John Lithgow, the guy from The Sopranos. I forgot his name. Basically, an all-star cast, a star system flick, got together to tell this tale about a Jewish lawyer who went to a small Boston town. I don't know if he's from Jersey, and went to the town or whatever the thing was. But just like every time someone would turn around in this film, it was somebody, you know, the guy who played Nick Nertelli or whatever. It was like another famous person playing the role. It was just really great. John Lithgow was the judge in it. It made me like it. But what it was about is that they were dumping chemicals into the river that they're getting their water supply from. And the guy literally went completely freaking broke. I mean, he went from like one of the top personal injury lawyers, litigators. And then, I mean, like driving a Porsche, just charging up tickets, paying off the tickets, you know, eating at fancy restaurants. He doesn't go in. He doesn't even go to the deli to get it. The food is there. You know what I'm saying? He's having those wonderful presentational meetings. Everybody gets their own pad folia and fine pen kind of scenario. Robert Duvall was in it. I don't know who the guy was that played Cheeseman. He may have been a lesser known. But the end of the story was the guys did get indicted for lying or whatever to the grand juries about what they really did. And it was just that there was one guy that had dumped stuff somewhere, and the TCE is being poured into the water supply. And this is not new, I know, but I saw a civil action. I'm going to probably share it up on the Facebook page, or maybe even share it up on the, I really thought it was a good movie, that's why. And it's a good true story that was played out, and play a true drama that was played out about a real occurrence that is still today an environmental issue. So, and this man still is fighting for an environmentalism. Tom's River was one of the places thus following that he went to after that. And then he went into debt, and the people who's had some kind of hearing they had where he was like, well, how the heck do you go into all this debt? And he coughed. And he couldn't begin to tell you. He himself is sick. Or, you know, so he couldn't figure out, I guess he couldn't find the words. If I could tell you how he went into so much debt, he found out that success isn't entirely measured, because that's what the woman said. And I found out that the woman, oh my God, I gotta go back and go completely technical with this role. Because some people in these roles weren't even, Gandolfini. Some people weren't even, what I'm trying to say, it was a really good flick, and it dealt with real issues. And that's basically what this show is kind of about, talking about the real issues, the real things that are going on here in this town, in this world, that affect us here in the homeland. One day I think I'm going to sing, you know, there was a root, there was a hole, there was a root, you know, and the green grass grew. That song, I have to get down and get my guitar and sing it. This has been the JC Homelander.